that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you.
And to you, Koloni.
Thank you very much. Well, Martin, government, business and organized labor are in broad agreement to grow the South African mining industry by 30%.
You know, this is a unique advantage that South Africa has. We have the mining charter. And the feeling now is that this is a unique way of actually creating cohesion in the mining industry. There's no other charter in South Africa that's got the sort of cohesion that the mining charter has, and there's no other alliance in the world that brings together government, business and labor in this organized fashion. So it's actually a comparative advantage, and it also defines growth. And this 30% is the growth that they've defined for the next 5 to 10 years. So people are saying now, if we want to get the social dividend out of our mining that everybody's looking for, let's get behind this mining charter, let's fund it, let's make sure that it's resourced so that we can extract from it this growth that we need and the transformation. So, you know, growth and transformation going together, but they need that growth.
And also, Martin, Anglo-American is pledging to help build the platinum equivalent of the US's famous Silicon Valley in South Africa. That's interesting.
You know, there has been a response to the Sims document, that is the state intervention in the minerals sector, and Anglo-American has come forward with its own 70-page response to that, and it sees a lot of laudatory goals in the Sims document, but it sees the route that people are taking as wrong. And it's saying, look, if the government can put in place policies that actually create this growth in the mining industry, we are prepared to commit to all these other linkages. In other words, build the mining industry, and then we will build the manufacturing side by side. And one of the issues that they're raising, again, is this very important one of a platinum valley that they're thinking of, a sort of equivalent of a Silicon Valley. This is also on the agenda of the Department of Trade and Industry. They want to have a special economic zone where you transfer these technologies into the zone and other areas that we separate from the zone so that you can actually get more out of this platinum. You know, we've got platinum. Can we get the fuel cells out of it? Yep. This is an opportunity if you create a sort of platinum valley. Can we do more with catalytic converters? We already have the catalytic converters, and we know that there are new technologies coming through that make it far easier to move the platinum, you know, from the metal and mineral into products. And so several companies, Anglo-American Platinum, of course, the biggest, but there are also smaller companies that are looking to a type of hub, a beneficiation hub, where you can add value to our platinum metal.
So effectively, they're saying, forget about the crisis going on at the moment. Look long term. Find out how you can create, I suppose, value for everybody concerned.
But the big thing is the growth. They're saying put in place policies that create growth, and then we will do the best we can to develop all these linkages which actually add the value and create the jobs.
Indeed. Well, the World Gold Council has been in South Africa, Martin, to stop Central African warlords from damaging gold's future.
Yes, the World Gold Council has actually been doing roundtables the world over, and they've been in town this week and consulting around this whole issue of the conflict-free gold. It's extremely important that we get gold that's untainted by human rights abuses and by conflict, because, you know, you could have a situation where people say, well, don't buy African gold. You know, that'll be a huge blow to us. We already see, you know, legislation coming through in the United States, the Dodd-Frank Act, where it's forcing business that is on the stock exchange on Wall Street to make sure that they don't use any tainted gold, that they don't use any tainted tin, tungsten, tantalum, you know, coming out of Central Africa, mainly, you know, DRC, the eastern part of DRC, where they still haven't been able to stop the, you know, the illicit grip by errant army commanders on the minerals trade. And this has to be broken. And it's not only going to be the World Gold Council that does it. They obviously want to ring fence the gold of their members and say, we can guarantee that this is untainted. And their members will have to go along with them. But, of course, those are the who's who of gold. The other issue are the millions of artisanal miners that get access to market via a different route. And if they get raw gold from Kivus in the Eastern, they take it, they accept it, and they put it through the system. And this is what is now putting a threat to products coming out of Africa. And it's not only gold, it's also tin, tungsten, and tantalum. Now, you will see American companies, they will be forced to declare to the stock exchange, to the SEC, that they have no tainted products. Now, it's easier for them to say, wow, I'm not going to get anything from Africa because it's just too much work. You know, I've got to go through a whole pile of paperwork. I've got to clear that I could end up in jail if I make the wrong statement here. Let me avoid Africa and buy from other countries. So it's very important now that actually they get down to making sure that all these metals and minerals are delinked from anything that is a human rights abuse or a conflict.
So in a way, it's the Kimberley process of the gold sector.
It's the Kimberley process of the gold sector, and they haven't actually reached a point of defining it yet. It's still in draft form, and that's why they're consulting. And they're in Tanzania at the moment, and they will be, I think, in Melbourne next week, and that will be the final hurdle. Then they will come together, and it depends on what the consultation has raised. But this whole issue of artisanal miners, you know, the small-scale miners, that needs to be dealt with. And other bodies are coming in to deal with that, notably the OECD and the European Union, to try and make sure that there is transparency and a clean approach with regard to metals and minerals coming out of Africa.
Martin, as always, a pleasure seeing you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kalani.
Thank you. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coal face at the same time next Friday.